Strong winds could prompt power shutoffs in California on Election Day, power companies. As voters head to the polls on Election Day, power companies throughout California are warning customers about possible electricity shutoffs as potentially strong winds are expected in several counties. In Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric meteorologists and operations staff were monitoring the region for strong winds forecasted for Tuesday evening, the company reported on Monday. The outages could hit small portions of 17 counties, including areas in the Sacramento Valley and Northern Sierra, North Bay, and East Bay areas, starting after 9:30 p.m. in some counties. They're expected to affect about 22,000 customers. Weather forecasters are expecting low humidity, dry vegetation, and gusting winds to hit the area. When those factors are combined, California allows utilities to temporarily turn off power to specific areas to reduce the risk of fires caused by overloaded utility lines. PG&E officials don't expect the shutoffs to affect the elections, according to PG&E spokesman Jeff Smith. "We're still continuing to monitor the weather, and we'll make determinations as the weather comes in later tonight," Smith told the Epoch Times. About 5 polling places would be affected by the potential power shutoffs, but not until after in-person voting is completed, according to Smith. "All were provided with backup generators," Smith said. "No vote tabulation centers are within the areas expected to be hit with power cuts," he noted. PG&E has been taking proactive measures to ensure the reliability of service to key election facilities and is working with state and local election officials in preparation for Tuesday's elections, the company said in a post on social media on Monday. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning from 11 a.m. Tuesday to 7 a.m. Thursday in the San Francisco Bay Area, Napa and Sonoma counties, and the central coastal region as strong offshore winds and critically dry conditions are expected to develop. The warnings are issued when weather events could result in extreme fire behavior. North to northeasterly wind gusts could reach 25 to 50 miles per hour in the region, particularly across the higher terrain of the Santa Cruz Mountains, East Bay Hills, North Bay Mountains, and portions of Napa and Sonoma counties. According to the NWS, afternoon humidity is expected to fall between 15 and 25% in those areas during the day and 25 to 45% at night. In Southern California, the same powerful winds are expected to sweep through the southern region of the state starting Tuesday. The NWS has also issued a red flag warning for fire danger starting on Wednesday in the San Gabriel Mountains, the Antelope Valley, the Interstate 5 freeway corridors, the Santa Clarita Valley, the Malibu Coast, Calabasas, the San Fernando Valley, and the Santa Monica Mountains Recreational Area. NWS forecasters expect winds to gust up to 80 miles per hour, with isolated gusts reaching 100 miles per hour at higher elevations starting at 2 a.m. on Wednesday and lasting until 4 p.m. on Thursday. Peak gusts are generally in the 30 to 50 miles per hour range across typical wind-prone areas of Los Angeles and Ventura counties, including the Malibu coast, except the Los Angeles County mountains where gusts of 50 to 70 miles per hour are being observed, the NWS said. "The winds could blow down trees and power lines and cause widespread power outages," according to the Weather Service. Travel will be difficult for high-profile vehicles. As of late Monday morning, about 36 Southern California Edison customers in Los Angeles County had their power shut off because of the threat of fire. More than 35,600 customers in Los Angeles County and 8,100 in Orange County were warned about possible power shutoffs on Monday. The City News Service contributed to this report.